Well, golf's British Open is underway in Scotland today. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan is there and joins us on the line to give us a preview. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
And welcome back to the program once again. And here we are talking about golf and talking about steroids. At least that's what golfer Gary Player wants to talk about. What's going on?
Exactly. Well, golf, Steve, is the only major international sport that doesn't test for performance-enhancing drugs. It's kind of an ahead-in-the-sand mentality, almost elitist denial that golf doesn't have a problem with steroids and other drugs. That all changed yesterday. Gary Player, 71, he's the winner of 9 majors in a long career, said in a news conference that he knew of at least one golfer who was taking steroids or performance-enhancing drugs, and he guessed there might be 10 others around the world in the various world tours. Needless to say, this news rocked golf because everyone has basically been saying, no, not our sport, no way, no how. I think it's good for the sport, though, Steve, because it's about time that they entered the 21st century, dragged kicking and screaming into the world of drug testing. The LPGA will test next year, and I now think, because of players' comments, that the men's tours around the world will begin drug testing in 2008 as well.
There must be people looking around the golf course saying, how about him? How about him? You think he does it? How about him?
Yeah, you're right, and that's the danger when someone says something like Player said. The negative of it is that he just says, I know of one player and I can't name him, I took an oath, I can't talk about him. On the other hand, this is how it began in the Olympics with the East Germans. It's been pointing fingers, Carl Lewis, Ben Johnson back in the 80s. So sadly, this is the catalyst that usually is needed to get a sport to start to focus on what could be a potential problem in terms of taking performance-enhancing drugs.
Maybe people have assumed that golf, not to denigrate golf, great sport, but maybe people have assumed that golf wouldn't have a problem with performance-enhancing drugs because it doesn't seem as physically demanding as some other sports.
That, and also because this is the last sport, Steve, as you know, where the players call penalties on themselves. And there's that sense that golf is above it all. Well, the reality is the NCAA has been testing, and they have found certain low percentages of golfers in college saying they're taking steroids. And so the fact that it might trickle up someday is just a logical conclusion. And the idea that golf is the only sport that wouldn't have steroids, that's kind of silly to me, especially in the 21st century.
Okay, so these guys will actually be playing a tournament here. And I guess we have to start the conversation about that about the play with Tiger Woods, as we often do.
Absolutely. The first major tournament for him since he became a father of a daughter last month. He loves the British Open. He says it's his favorite major, loves the variety of shots that you can hit on the unique course layouts. Of course, the hard fairways, very different, links golf as opposed to U.S.-style golf. He's won the past 2 British Opens, and he would love to win the third, and he's a favorite. If he does it, winning 3 in a row would be the first time since the 1950s that that has happened.
Anybody else have a game that matches this course?
They do. Ernie Els is one name. He hasn't won a major in a while, but he's played great at the British Open over the years. There's perennial UK favorite Colin Montgomery, never won a major, but they all hope for him, the Scotsman, to win. I'd also look for Jim Furyk, U.S. Open, former U.S. Open winner and American, hits the ball very straight. Phil Mickelson, everyone would like to see him do well coming off a wrist injury, but he never plays well at the British Open, so I wouldn't expect Mickelson to have a good 4 days here.
Well, Christine, have fun watching.
Well, thanks, Steve. Take care.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today. She's at the British Open in Carnoustie, Scotland.